everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and this week we have some great music lined up for you. We have new tracks by Karn Davidson 9, Greg Amiro, Roddy Elias Spirit Ensemble, Nick McLean, and we have some really good throwback tracks too, so definitely stick around because this is going to be a great one. If you love the show and you want to listen to past episodes, you can find all of our shows on Spotify and on Mixcloud. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. If you want to join in on the conversation, maybe you want to ask me a question, let us know your thoughts about the show, send in a request, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. Lastly, if you missed the title of a track or the artist name and you'd like to have more information, you can find all of the detailed playlists by visiting our website, orangegrovepublicity.com. All right, let's get this episode started with a brand new track by the Karn Davidson 9. Their unique sound is made stronger with an all-star cast of prominent Canadian artists, all of whom are exceptional ensemble players. In addition of being outstanding soloists, CD9 has produced two previous recordings. Their debut album, 9, was released in 2012 and was followed by Murphy in 2017. Both recordings garnered Juno nominations for Jazz Album of the Year. The History of Us is the Karn Davidson 9's third studio recording and is their most personal project to date. Comprised of 2 3-movement suites, The History of Us is a powerful, moving meditation on the universal themes of family, migration, and loss. This is track number 5 from the album, which is entitled 1, The Epitaph for Mom, with a solo by Kevin Turcott. This track features Tara Davidson on alto and soprano sax, clarinet, flute, and piccolo, Kelly Jefferson on tenor and soprano sax and clarinet, Sharantha Bedigay on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Jason Logue on trumpet and flugelhorn, Kevin Turcott on trumpet and flugelhorn as well, William Karn on trombone and bass trombone, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums and percussion. Woo! Lots of people on this one. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Making It Right by the Shuffle Demons. They released their 9th album, Crazy Time, in January of 2020, and it features 10 new original Shuffle Demons songs, 7 instrumental, and 3 vocal that run the stylistic gamut from hard-driving instrumental modern jazz to vocal-driven funk, rap, and blues. Crazy Time features Richard Underhill on alto and baritone saxophones, Stitch Winston on drums and percussion, Kelly Jefferson on tenor saxophone, Matt Ligon on tenor saxophone, and Mike Downs on bass, and all those folks also do background vocals. And this album features 2 very special guests, Shuffle Demons OG musicians. We have Mike Murley on tenor saxophone for half of the tracks, and Jim Vivian featured on half of the tracks on bass. Coming up next is new music by Greg Amiro. His album News Blues features some incredible musicians, 4 musicians that have been playing together in a variety of formations for over 20 years. We have, of course, Greg Amiro on guitar, his brother Steve Amiro on piano, Adrian Vidatti on bass, and Jim Doxis on drums. Their new album, News Blues, offers a variety of moods and textures. There are straight-ahead swingers like News Blues and Uninvited, and more modern-sounding pieces like Tribute Tune and Meeting the Master. The track that we're going to be listening to today is called Song for Nova Scotia. Song for Nova Scotia is a beautiful folk-influenced song, and it's an homage to Amiro's birthplace, which is Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. This is Song for Nova Scotia by Greg Amiro, featuring Steve Amiro, Adrian Vidatti, and Jim Doxis. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. This is UConn singer and songwriter Fawn Fritzen, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5.
That was Song for Nova Scotia by Greg Amiro. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Up next, we're going to be listening to a track by Fawn Fritzen. Fawn is a multilingual singer, songwriter, and storyteller. She lives in Whitehorse, Yukon, and her new album of original songs, How to Say Sorry and Other Lessons, was released in early 2020. Created in a tumultuous time surrounding the end of Fawn's 13-year marriage, the songs in How to Say Sorry and Other Lessons examine classic themes as well as feminist issues, heartbreak, consent, gender roles, infidelity, shame, humility, and redemption. A thrilling emotional ride that leaves listeners both thoughtful and joyful. We're going to be listening to the track I Saw the Sun Today, live. All of the songs on this album were written by Fawn and co-written with pianist, composer, and life partner David Restivo. Speaking of, this track features David Restivo on piano. We have John Lee on bass, Kelby McNair on drums, and of course, Fawn Fritzen on voice. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is I Saw the Sun Today on Orange Grove Radio.
I saw the sun today. It's been a while since I wore a smile, and it's sweeter than it's ever been before. Now I feel like myself, but more. I took a breath today. I wanted you to know that this life smells just like spring, and I get to fly to anywhere I please, bolstered by the breeze. Captain this life, never felt this drive, never so alive, so strong. I believe I found my song. I felt a joy today. I've never been so sure that I'll be more than okay. Thank you. to anywhere I please, bolstered by the breeze. Captain, let's live. Never felt this drive, never so alive, so strong. I believe I found my song. I felt a joy today. I've never been so sure that I'll be more than okay. I'm okay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. That was Dances and Laments, Nature's Cry by Philippe Côté from his new double release, The Bell Tolls Variation and Flower Revisited, featuring Mark Copeland. Playing soprano sax and bass clarinet, Côté joins forces with acclaimed pianist Mark Copeland on both these evocative multi-movement suites. Navigating Côté's involved orchestrations and undertaking bold improvised flights with synergy with the members of the Quatuor Saguenay String Quartet, which features Laura Andriani on violin, Nathalie Camus on violin, Luc Beauchemin on viola, David Ellis on cello, Mark Copeland on piano, and of course Philippe Côté on soprano saxophones and bass clarinet. I really like the balance between classical music and jazz music in these albums. And I'm curious, do you have a favorite jazz classical fusion album or track? If you do, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. Also, if you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at looking up Orange Grove Publicity on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up next is a track called Detour Ahead from the Dave Young and Terry Promain Octet and their album Octet Volume 2. I love this album art. It's so beautiful, and it features the iconic The Rex Jazz and Blues Bar located in Toronto. It's right on Queen Street and University, and it's an iconic bar where all the greats have played throughout the years. And on this cover, we have the main entrance, and it says Dave Young and Terry Promain Octet, all lit up right above the front door. This is Detour Ahead. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
Hi, this is Roddy Elias from the Roddy Elias Free Spirit Ensemble, and you are listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
That was Detour Ahead by the Dave Young and Terry Promain Octet from their album Octet Volume 2. It featured Dave Young on bass and arrangements, Terry Promain on trombone and arrangements, Kevin Turcotte on trumpet and flugelhorn, Vern Dorge on alto saxophone, Mike Murley on tenor saxophone, Perry White on baritone sax, and Dave Restivo on piano and Terry Clark on drums. Coming up next, we have a track by Eric St. Laurent. His album Planet came out in September of 2016. It features his regular trio with Jordan O'Connor on bass, Michel de Quevedo on percussion, as well as a new collaborator and bandmate Attila Fias on piano. This is The Bass and the Mama by Eric St. Laurent. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. When music transcends the notes, it connects our inner and outer lives and takes us to another place. It's a place that you'll want to inhabit for a while. The Roddy Elias Free Spirit Ensemble's Not This Room will get you there. These nine songs combine the unique melodic artistry of composer and guitarist Roddy Elias with unforgettable lyrics by Canadian writer Sandra Nichols, sung by Juno Award-winning vocalist Kelly Lee Evans with the help of eight other musicians. The songs are a stirring testament to the power of creativity in the face of isolation, a musical light from the darkest days of the pandemic, a jazz-infused message of hope. We're going to be listening to The Street, which is the second track of this album, and it features Roddy Elias on acoustic steel string guitar, Kelly Lee Evans on voice, Mark Copeland on piano, Justin Orock on nylon string guitar, Chris Pond on bass, Jose Garcia on percussion, Peter Concora on soprano and tenor sax, clarinet, and mandolin, Guy Pelletier on bass flute and sea flute, Richard Page on bass clarinet, and Pierre-Yves Martel on viola da gamba. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio.
He chose the street and not the shelter. He took his chances with the sleepless and the dying. And when his friends did not return, their bodies quiet now as candles under glass. He felt the echo of a flame that was true breath. He makes his weary way among the ones who kept their distance. He thanks his God and turns towards another day. So he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten, and it's the coldest kind of comfort to know he made it to lose, yet he is restless, set to fight. And when the morning brings on daylight, he takes a silent count of everything. He feels the echo of a life that once was promised. He makes a note to walk among the ones who understand. Thanks the stars and turns towards another night. Everything is closed, and so he walks among the ghosts of times forgotten, and it's the thank you.
That was The Street by the Roddy Elias Free Spirit Ensemble. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. We have one more track to play for you, but before we get to the final track, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. We just had our 6-month anniversary, and we're so excited to be going for 1 year and 6 more months. So keep on listening. And if you'd like to join the Orange Grove Radio family, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. You can also tweet us if you have requests or comments or you have ideas for special themed episodes. You can tweet us at OG Publicity because we'd love to hear from you. If you loved one of the tracks but you missed the title or the artist name, you can find all of our playlist information at orangegrovepublicity.com. Lastly, if you really like the show and you want to listen to all of our past episodes, you can. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio on Mixcloud or Spotify, and voila! Closing today's show is a brand new track from a new album by Nick McLean called Can You Hear Me? This double album, a debut solo piano released from award-winning Toronto pianist Nick McLean, takes influence from jazz piano greats such as Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, and Brad Mehldau. We're going to be listening to the first track off of the first disc, Dolphin Dance, the famous Herbie Hancock tune. And fun fact, Nick McLean recorded this one in one take and was inspired by the Nick McLean Quartet featuring Brown Man Ali's version, which is a live version of the same tune. I'm Jenna Marie, and you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
CIOI 101.5.